You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When the Camp Fire ravaged the city of Paradise back in November, the town was incinerated. Many of the thousands of people who escaped the flames had to abandon precious valuables, and some left behind more than just objects. They left the cremated remains of people they love. Those are called cremains. Yes, that is a word. Months after the fire, survivors are still hoping those cremains are in what's left of their homes, and a team of specially trained dogs is helping to find them. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has that story.
Judy Higgins stands next to her burned-down home in Paradise, casually chatting with a team of archaeologists about her dad's ashes. She's the kind of woman who can laugh in the face of death. She kept her dad's cremains in a plastic box in her closet.
Well, hey, he had a whole family up there. He was with his wife that died previously. Somehow I ended up with her ashes too.
Lynn Engelbert is here to search for those ashes. She's with the Institute for Canine Forensics. They're a team of volunteer detective dogs, dog handlers, and archaeologists who can find cremains lost during wildfires. Like any good detective, Lynn is searching for clues. She asks how and where the ashes were kept.
It sounds funny, but I tell people next time they stay in someone's guest room, ask who's on the top shelf in the closet.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, Lynn pulls out her not-so-secret weapon.
This is Miss Piper. She is an 8.5-year-old border collie.
Piper is a small black and white canine trained to sniff out cremains. She's quiet because she's concentrating. So if you're looking for a story featuring excited, yip-yapping dogs, you won't find it here. Piper is a professional. A dog's sense of smell is laser-focused, up to 100,000 times more powerful than any human's. So, with her nose as a guide, Piper heads towards what was once Judy's bedroom closet. After a few minutes, Piper sits down, signaling that she's found the scent of human cremains.
Wow, this is one of the best things yet.
Why does it feel so awesome? It's my dad.
Judy's dad died of cancer 5 years ago.
I was with him when he died. Up until the last day.
She took care of him while he was alive. And when he died, she was responsible for what happened next. Everything from planning the funeral to the cremation. She kept his ashes in her home, wanting to feel close to him. Judy was driving a school bus in Paradise when she got a call about a raging wildfire. She parked the bus and ran 4 miles to save her 2 dogs. She and her husband grabbed the animals and drove off.
Then we knew everything was on fire because everything started exploding around us. And we didn't think we were going to get out. We said our goodbyes to our family, and I called my daughter, and then our phones went dead. So everybody thought we died.
But in the rush to not get killed, Judy didn't have time to grab her dad's ashes. When she went back to Paradise, her house was totally incinerated. All that was left was her collection of pig figurines and an old coffee mug, all still intact. She heard about the Institute for Canine Forensics on Facebook and gave them a call to see if they could help her find her dad. So the archaeologists are here now, digging away.
Another bar.
Another batch of,
There are some skeptics out there who say neither dogs nor humans can tell the difference between wildfire ash and human ash. But Lynn says human cremains have a distinct texture and color.
It can go anywhere from kind of a gray-white, which is what they normally are, to a creamy color, to a creamy pink color. And we've had some that are turmeric orange.
The Institute for Canine Forensics is based in Woodside in San Mateo County. It launched in the late 90s to train dogs to sniff out old cemeteries and Native American burial sites. The group has since gone on to search for the remains of the Donner Party and Amelia Earhart. Piper and the other pooches are trained with real human teeth and human bones.
And we start them on right away. We start them by, you know, teaching them that human remains, this is what a human bone smells like, and you get a treat when you tell me about that.
Lynn is so committed, she's willing to give her own body for these dogs.
I tell people when I die, I want to be cremated and given to my training group because I want to still go out and play with them.
After the Tubbs Fire hit Santa Rosa in 2017, the group began fielding calls from wildfire survivors, desperate to find human cremains they left behind. The search team has been helping wildfire victims recover cremains ever since. When the most destructive wildfire in state history struck Butte County, over 130 people asked the group to find cremains. The group never charges and never says no.
These people have lost their loved ones twice. Once when they first died, and now the thought of these cremains going to a toxic dump is just devastating. Not where they want their loved one.
Here in Paradise, the archaeologists dig and dig. After a couple of hours, though, the team starts to lose hope. They find what could be cremains, but only a small amount. They scoop them up and hand them to Judy in a plastic bag. The archaeologists look defeated, but Judy is smiling.
I feel a little relieved. At least I can, I'll convince myself this is my dad. And the rest of them's not going anywhere.
Judy plans to rebuild a home back in Paradise someday, set up a little memorial for her dad, and plant these cremains in her yard. Luckily, she tells the group, she also has some spare cremains of her dad she kept in an RV. They're inside an old bottle of Jim Beam. She takes it with her when she goes traveling to sprinkle her dad's ashes throughout the country.
And I told him I was going to do that before he died.
What did he say?
He said I was morbid.
With that, the group takes off to their next mission at what was once an old mobile home. When they arrive, other archaeologists and dog handlers with the team are already at work. The group lifts up a collapsed roof. Betty Four and her brother Harry are hoping the team can find their mom's cremains. Betty, a short woman in army cap, holds up a picture of their mom.
Oh,
that's my mom.
Okay.
My mom.
Isn't she a sweetheart?
She is.
You gotta put a face to it, don't you?
Yes, we do.
That's what
Lynn brings out the border collie.
Piper, turn. Here, come here.
Piper.
Turn. Piper. She says, no, I smell cremains over there. Sit.
Piper wanders into the ashes. She lays down, signaling that she's found the scent of cremains. One of the archaeologists sees something that catches her eye. The archaeologist digs and finds fragments of bones. Suddenly, she starts to feel a texture that's almost like sand or coffee beans. She goes to the siblings to tell them the news. She's found the cremains.
What?
Betty tears up, turns to Piper, and thanks her.
When people say you've just lost stuff, that's not true. She's not just stuff. She's a real person. She cared for us. She was a good mother.
Yep, the best.
Lynn Engelbert says finding cremains isn't usually a priority in the aftermath of wildfires. But she says wildfire victims need things that can help them heal. And for some, that includes finding cremains. She's pushing to make this detective work part of FEMA's standard response to natural disasters. Piper heads back into her crate for some alone time and to recharge her nose. This dog has a lot of work ahead of her. In Paradise, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.
Holly J. McDeed is our justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@klw.org.